Hi, I want to share this audio with you regarding Chipo Siamafua, Martin Siamafua, and Chipo's mother, Jane Siamafua. As I stated on this website, Chipo married me for money. It was marriage fraud, including her mother, who was in on this fraud. Martin as well, who received the money, he was in on this fraud. She married me for money and for sperm. She was just using me for sex to have a healthy, happy baby. Now, she remains in Canada. She dumps me. She doesn't need me anymore. She remains in Canada trying to make a lot of money so she can get a lot of money for herself and her family in Zambia who are behind this thing with her. Now, she has deprived me of my son. I've put this on the website. I have no contact with my son. I'm not allowed to speak with him. I don't know anything that happens to me. I'm totally shut out of his life. This is evil of Chipo. Evil. She has a sadistic mind to do this. Now I am informed that she's going to remain in Canada and attend school there. So in terms of Canada, this generally means 2 years. Okay, generally speaking, college and that type of education is about 2 years normally. In any case, she wants to stay in Canada, let's say another 2 years, and deprive me of my son, and deprive my son of his father. Now I am protecting my son. Now, first of all, she's misusing my son, mistreating him. At 3 years old, she starts sending him away to one of these so-called daycare centers run by women who have wrong values. And the proof that they have wrong values is the fact that they're working at these places in the first place. There's no way children, especially at that age, should be deprived of their parents. They need their parents. You ship them off, which is emotionally traumatic for them, to be raised by strangers? No. Now she wants to attend school. My son is four. Send him all day long, raised by strangers, and then she comes back around supper time to pick him up. It's simply using my son, causing him emotional scars and psychological problems due to this mistreatment of him, which he has to bear only because she is greedy of money for herself and her family in Zambia. Mistreating my son like this, do not allow her to get away with this. I am asking the public to be sure that she does not succeed at attending school in Canada. Do whatever you can. There's also a Zambian Canadian Association in Canada. They have a chapter in Edmonton. I don't know if the school she wants to attend is in Fort McMurray or in Calgary or Edmonton, one of these places. I know that Edmonton has a Zambian Canadian Association, which also has members in Fort McMurray. There's also one in Calgary. Contact them. Tell them you oppose what she is doing. I am fighting to protect my son. No one will mistreat my son and get away with it. Now, I'm asking the public to share this website and this audio clip with the media. I am available for interviews if the media wants to interview me. I'm asking to share it with your social media page, with your friends, with your relatives. And also, Martin Siamafua works for the Family Legacy School located in the Ibex Hills. Also, contact his school where he works. Let him know that you oppose what he has been doing and his support of my son being taken away from me and me being deprived of my son. This has to come to an end. And the public now, I'm asking the public to get involved. I have a lot of evidence against Chipo Siamafua and Martin Siamafua. And I also have land which they are trying to steal from me. They have ample reason to silence me. It's all about money. If I am asking the public's assistance, if anything bad happens to me, no matter how disconnected it may appear to be from them, I want the public to take action and make something bad happen to the Siamafua family in Zambia. And if they go as far as to silence me, I also am asking the public to silence the Siamafua family in Canada, and pardon me, in Zambia. Do not let them get away with anything. And please do not let Chipo succeed at school in Canada, where she's there to try to make a lot of money for her family at my expense. She just used me. She just married me so she could get to Canada. Then to hell with me. Now she's there. She's greedy. She wants money. She has a healthy baby. She doesn't need me. It's all about money. I am asking the public to assist me. Share this with all your public media. Share it with all of the media. Don't let her get away with this. Please. Please do what you can to help me in this endeavor I have for justice. Justice must be done. People should not be allowed to do evil. She is a depraved woman. She has a depraved, sadistic mind to create mental torture for me, to be without my son, and to continue this now. Don't let her get away with this. Please help me in this. Thank you very much. You may email me. The media may email me. You want an interview? The email address is on the website. Please contact me. Thank you very much.